Now we come to that section, the anticipation of joy in heaven because of the judgment of Babylon, verses 20 to 24 now, and we finish this chapter. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye saints, and ye apostles, and ye prophets, for God hath judged your judgment on her. Now you see the viewpoint of heaven is entirely different. It's no funeral procession there. Rather, it's the celebration of an anticipated event. The saints prayed for it. The prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament predicted it. Now all is fulfilled, and there's joy, for God has exonerated his name, and judgment has come upon these things. Just what, by the way, is your heart fixed on today? Make a lot of difference in that day, because you'll either be with the mourners or you're going to be with the rejoicers. Verse 21 now, and again in our translation, and one strong angel took of a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus with a mighty rush shall Babylon, the mighty city, be cast down, and shall be found no more at all. Even heaven calls our attention to the violence and the suddenness and the complete annihilation of Babylon, like a stone that makes a big splash and then disappears beneath the waves. Will Babylon come to an end? This world you and I are living in is going to be judged. Here it is recorded for us.